Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Ring the bell. We've done it again. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates to 4.875 fixed. Lower your monthly payment, get cash out, pay off credit cards, and best of all, make no mortgage payments for 2 months. Lock in this incredible 4.875 rate and get your cash in as little as 14 days. Visit goldenoaklending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending cured my blues.
5.81 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. I am very excited. We kind of just got off and running all day, so didn't really get to alert people to our whereabouts and our situations. Did radio Monday. No, Sunday was Mother's Day. Sunday I was home. I drove to Raleigh Sunday night. I did radio from Raleigh yesterday in advance of the Caps loss last night. And today, to try to split the drive up, I drove to Richmond in the morning, and I'm going to drive home this afternoon. B. Mitch on his way to Seattle. Toby's sitting in. So there's a lot of moving parts today. And last night was one of the worst nights at DC Sports in a long time. But I'm in Richmond, and I'm lucky enough that my dear friend, who I don't get to see nearly as much as I would like, Mike Phillips, has his own radio show here at the Odyssey cluster in Richmond.
And celebrity.
Phillips decided to come and join us, grace us with his presence. What up, Philly?
I'm so excited you're here. This is the hottest thing to hit Richmond since whatever the last hot thing to hit Richmond. We don't get a lot of hot things in Richmond around here.
I got to be honest, I can't imagine me being here makes any impact whatsoever. I did try to support the local economy by stopping at a Speedway.
Yeah.
Does that sound right? The gas station?
Sure, yeah.
One thing I love, especially like a little more rural Virginia gas stations, I have no idea the how or why or, frankly, even the legality, but they all tend to have like slot machines.
Yes.
Or like that weird like drop the quarter and other quarters get pushed off games.
Very briefly, they made the slot machines illegal, and the company came back with new machines that now you go up to the cashier, you give the cashier your money, and they go turn on the slot machine because they only made illegal machines where you put money in the machine. So now you give your money to the cashier, they turn on the machine for you, it's legal again.
That makes just
I did need to ask you.
Our finest lawyers at work right there getting after it. Yeah, the other thing about a gas station is the further you get from a big city, the cheaper fountain drinks are.
Sure.
Like, you know, you drive through rural Virginia down there, like South Boston or wherever, 69, 79 cents, that's a fountain drink. They'll load you up 32 ounces.
I was planning to come down on Saturday to go to a Flying Squirrels game. Any insight that I need to know, places I need to hit?
Hold on, Toby. If I had to guess, have you purchased tickets to the Flying Squirrels yet?
I was going to go with a buddy. Probably not, but it looks like the weather doesn't look great.
We're gonna kill a couple birds with one stone here. I believe the fan here in Richmond airs every Flying Squirrels game, or most of them.
I got a stack of tickets down.
Yeah, Toby. You got to learn to ask, young man.
Yeah.
Hey, Mike, can you get Toby and his buddy a pair of tickets for Flying Squirrels this weekend?
We are absolutely going to get him the hook.
Bang. That's how it works, Toby.
Big game Sunday, Bluey is here.
Oh.
Hold on. You and I are familiar with Bluey as fathers of children. Toby, do you have any idea who or what Bluey is?
I do know what Bluey is. I know it's a children's
it's
TV
weird
show.
That you know that, honestly.
I mean, I have young people in my family. Like, you have cousins with kids and know Bluey. I'm not completely out on what's going on with children.
Okay. All right. Well, that's great. So Toby is going to go to the Bluey game for the Spiders. Phillips, I want to do a whole bunch of Richmond skits and bits with you. We're going to open the phone lines up at 1 o'clock to just discuss I don't know. We're just going to do a vibe check. It's just going to be open line vibe check because the Caps is kind of making me sad. The Wizards is making me angry. But the Skins and Spain and Jaden it's just such a different position because they were so awful for so long and now they're like the apple of everyone's eye. Where are you? Knowing your perspective on all these things is always a little different than me. Where are you on Caps, Wiz, Commanders?
I am a huge hockey fan, and I am not an NBA guy, full stop. If you could flip one of those results last night, though, it has to be the lottery. You have to get the generational talent. That just changes so much for so many people. And the fact that the Mavericks get it is a kick in the teeth, obviously. But I'm curious to see this schedule. I think we both think they're going to have the maximum 6 primetime games, right? I mean, this is a team that is red hot right now, that is moving product in a league that is built to move product nationally.
Well, and I think the notion of a maximum of 6 primetime games is very much going to be tested because of the announced games now with Madrid and then the Saturday doubleheader. Neither of those are primetime games.
Those don't count.
But they absolutely both impact your practice schedule week. So, like, you know what I mean?
They will have games that they shouldn't win just because of the schedule this year. Maybe they will, right? I mean, you were on the trip, Cincy to Arizona, right? If they don't beat the Bengals, maybe that Cardinals game's different. But they're flying high. Team chemistry is high. They're good. The Chiefs last year had maybe the worst schedule of all time. They played on, I think, every day of the week except Tuesday. 15-2, got the bye. Anybody, anywhere, anytime, tap the sign, you know, fire the boys up. Everybody hates us. Nobody wants us to win. Let's go prove them wrong.
Absolutely. What do you make of this Caps?
So game one was the worst game. Game one was the worst game of the five. I'll stand by that. They did not play well, and yet overtime narrow loss. Even both 3 and 4, I thought there were moments where it went well. I said coming into the series, if they can beat the Canes, they can win the Cup. Because I think the Canes are a team that's built to win the Cup, and we're seeing that night in, night out. They know how to play playoff hockey. They're not going to, and that's not reason for discouragement. I mean, this is a team that exceeded expectations, is going to be right back here next year. Goalie who stood on his head with nothing to show for it, but a goalie who stood on his head in most of those games, and Logan Thompson. I feel the future's bright right now. I'm not discouraged at all coming out of this. That's a Cup-caliber team they're playing, and even going into the third last night, JP, I felt the twinge of optimism deep down inside that as a DC sports fan, it got snuffed out. That's what happens. But I felt like there's a path to victory here.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Ring the bell. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates. Lower your mortgage payment, get cash out, or pay off credit cards. Visit goldenoaklending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
NMLS 114937.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, I mean, when you look at this team, it feels like they've done a really good job of retooling where even if they don't go on to win the Cup this year, there's at least still hope for this team going forward, even after Ovi's done. You got one more year, it seems like, with Ovi here. But, I mean, I think that this team is going in the right direction. It's just a little bit disappointing when you have this special of a year to get so thoroughly outplayed by Carolina.
Totally. It's and, you know, Ovi got the goal last night, which was rewarding. But all of a sudden, it seems like John Cross has got to be hurt, right? It just seemed like, I wonder if his back's getting to him or just something is going on there, because it just seems hard to believe the series he's putting together.
Yeah. Can I give you my take?
Sure.
You're closer to this than I am, so I want to hear your thoughts on this. But I was at a couple. I've been at a couple of the games. I think there's less juice around this team than there's been maybe in any playoff series or playoff season.
Around the Canes? Like, no, the Caps, Canes specifically?
No, the Caps, period. The tickets to the home games have been going on StubHub for $40, $30, $35 mm-hmm. closer to game time. I think there was so much Ovi hype in the market and deserved, but I just feel like there's less juice around this team than there's been in
because
a traditional playoff series.
Because they maybe peaked with the chase for Gretzky?
In terms of fan interest. Not the team itself. The team's playing hard.
Yeah.
But in terms of fan interest, it just felt like the building wasn't as rocking as it usually is in the playoffs.
That's interesting. I know, I guess it was game one of the Canes series felt a little off.
It did.
Now, I don't think the games against Montreal did. I wonder if there wasn't some level of angst about, damn, Carolina. And, like, and you could talk yourself into this, into, okay, well, you know, the three of the four games in the regular season were with Lindgren and not LT. There's a lot of ways, you know, I think various guys were hurt at various times, but the Caps were probably at their best in, like, December and March. You know what I mean? They were not at their best at the end of the year. And you're right. The as awesome as it is and was, the Ovechkin-Gretzky chase took some air out of the room. Like, that,
you had people,
that was so massive, it required a lot of attention.
You had people buying $500, $600, $700 tickets traveling to New York. Those are the people who you count on to lift those ticket prices in the postseason and bring that enthusiasm. And it's tough to get going twice in 1 year. Yeah, we're all living on budgets here, JP.
We sure are. and I think, I don't know, I don't want that to be the case, but I do wonder if casual hockey fans were so spent on the Ovi chase that when the playoffs came around, it was like, oh, there's still more there.
They did their hockey time for the year. They watched their hockey. They attended their hockey. I don't think it's a permanent thing. I think this is a young core that's brilliant.
I think they could be really good. Apparently, Protas's little brother might be even better. Like, yeah. There's a lot to like. All right, here's what I want to do. I don't know how long you can stick around, but I'd like you to stick around.
On it, yeah.
Toby, are you good with phones at 1 o'clock? I think you.
Yeah, let's do it.
We'll have you run the phones. Okay. Just because you're there and can dial them up, whatever. When we come back, though, Phillips, I have now worked at 3 Odyssey stations. I obviously only work for WJFK 106.7 The Fan in D.C., but I've physically gone to work at WFAN in New York City.
Okay.
At WJFK in D.C.
I was wondering if the team counted, but that's separate.
What do you mean?
980. Surely you've been on there, too.
Yeah. But
have you done WIP in Philly?
I have gone on with them.
Okay.
I mean, do a show from their
You're here.
Studios.
You're here.
I am here. Pros and cons to all of them. We're gonna run through some of the pros and cons between the Richmond facility, the D.C. facility, and the New York facility when we return.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Ring the bell. We've done it again. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates to 4.875 fixed. Lower your monthly payment, get cash out, pay off credit cards, and best of all, make no mortgage payments for 2 months. Lock in this incredible 4.875 rate and get your cash in as little as 14 days. Visit goldenoaklending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
5.81 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
but not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.